Timeless, Chapter 11, Part 2. A shifting waited, a warm glow ignited in his chest as a familiar group of Thestrals made their way to the training grounds. Leading the dozen or so ponies was Silty Stone, the Thestral grinning and shifting.
"Ready to apply for the Lunar Knights, Commander Sands!"
she barked, the unicorn then gesturing towards an empty arena. A few strange blue oblong crystals set alongside the perimeter of the ropes.
"Very well. Now then, every pony here! This test is one of the many preliminary scenarios. These are designed to see how you perform under stress and make snap decisions. There will be no redos for this session, but you can reapply to the Lunar Knights in 1 year's time,"
Shifting declared, looking over the dozen Thestrals.
"Again, these tests will push you in every aspect of life. This is your only and final warning. The scenarios will be trying, difficult, and fairly disturbing at times. These mimic the dark side of society that you will be called upon to deal with, which the normal guard cannot, or is unwilling to confront. The blows that you will feel during these tests will be real, but fall short of severe injury, of course. If at any time you wish to withdraw, simply say so, and that will be that. There is a reason this process takes place after a training session, to push you to your limits. Do you still wish to proceed, Recruit Silty Stone?"
"Sir, yes sir!"
"Then, take your place in the arena."
The Thestral trotted into the square area, accepting the long dagger Shifting tossed her way.
"Alright, Silty. Let's see what you're made of."
Activating the training crystal, Shifting let his magic flow through them, the modified training simulations weaving lifeline figures into place.
"Recruit Stone, you're patrolling a section of the city and are temporarily separated from your partner. You hear screams. Begin!"
he bellowed, two ponies appearing with a flash behind Silty.
"He's gonna kill me!"
the magic entity cried, tears streaming from the eyes of a near-perfect energy mannequin, the mare clutching a wide-eyed filly to her chest. Turning around, Silty confronted the assailants, the unicorn stallion giggling like mad, a hoof-strapped dagger in his grasp.
"I just want to talk, nothing serious. Never is,"
the entity remarked in a sing-song tone, eyes unlocking on a Silty as he continued to laugh.
"Sir, drop the dagger!"
Silty growled, readying her own weapon.
"Drop it! Let's talk!"
the stallion cackled in reply. Lunging forward, the entity slashed at Silty with a dagger, crazed eyes wide with a mad sort of energy. The mare dodged the strike, delivering a punch to the pony's chest, and was then sent reeling as the stallion smacked her armored head with his, letting out another giggle.
"Oh boy! You're fun! You'll be fun to talk to!"
he called, dancing around Silty to glare at the mare, demeanor abruptly changing as he growled.
"Now maybe we can talk! Just a bit, I won't be long, I promise!"
he hissed, about to lunge forward with a weapon before being tackled by Silty. The stallion shook her off, then made a lunge towards the shrieking mare and then hit the ground as dead weight. Silty yanked the dagger free, the weapon having been buried up to the hilt in the pony's skull. The mare kicked the body aside, scanning for more threats.
"Scenario complete,"
Shifting remarked, the magical entities vanishing as Silty's chest heaved.
"Interesting. This mare's no stranger to this sort of situation, no hesitation. I wonder."
"Rabbit Stone, justify your actions," the commander instructed, waiting as the mare caught her breath.
"I used verbal commands to try and get the pony to drop the weapon. He was clearly unreasonable and sought to attack the civilians,"
Silty replied.
"I attempted to restrain him with non-lethal measures, but his final actions did not allow such methods without putting myself or the civilians at risk. Lethal force was therefore used."
Shifting nodded in approval, gesturing to the arena as he looked at the recruits.
"That is the escalation of force in real time. Quite a bit faster than the training scenarios, This is a nearly identical scenario I encountered 50 years ago, by the way. Recruit Stone handled it in a similar manner than I did. Had she continued to use non-lethal methods, she would have sustained injury, and the civilians would have as well. If you hesitate to use lethal force, you may put yourselves and others at risk. However, use it too early and you may have very well killed a pony unnecessarily. Every death is one you must live with,"
he stated, offering a hoof to Silty, who promptly shook it.
"You've passed the first qualifying test. You're dismissed for the day, Recruit Silty Stone, or you can stay and watch, if you prefer."
As the other ponies ran the tests, each refused to go their way, instead wanting to watch and see how their fellow Thestrals did. The second test was another pass, the stallion managing to use non-lethal force appropriately. However, the third test had Shifting Gears flattened ever so slightly. On confronting two stallions with swords, the male Thestral clearly was unsettled. As the ponies continued to taunt the guard, explaining on all manners of how they'd butchered him, skin the Thestral alive, and break each bone one at a time, the Thestral dropped his own weapon, head shaking vigorously.
"I withdraw!"
The training images vanished, Shifting simply nodding to the recruit.
"Scenario completed. Next!"
he called out, acting as though all was normal for the Thestral that trotted away, not wanting to bring undue attention to the pony.
"No shame in that. Better now than later. Enemies will use every means to gain the upper hoof, claw, or paw. If they can shake your concentration and will by words alone, they will do so. Do not let them. That said, not every pony can shut it out. Even with centuries of training, I have trouble at times ignoring the sadistic words of some creatures. Now then, let us continue.
Within an hour, 8 ponies stood with Silty, the others having withdrawn or failed to use the appropriate level of force. Shifting nodded to the group, a confident glow on his chest.
Well done, all of you.
He began.
You have passed the first of many tests, but this was the most telling. Beginning tomorrow before the dance, you'll enter into a few more. You are eligible to take your night guard examination early, so if you pass that and the other qualifying lunar night tests, you'll begin your training within a few days. Such tests will be reoccurring throughout the training process, however, so stay on your hooves. Dismissed.
As the 9 ponies saluted and walked off, Shifting pulled aside Silty for a moment.
Recruit Stone, I had a question. Yes or no, or none of your business, will suffice.
Shifting remarked.
That is not the first time you've been in such a lethal situation, is it?
Silty shook her head, shrugging casually.
A few years ago, some creep drugged or just plain out of his mind decided to crash a party. He got hold of a kitchen knife and began to rant and rave, but he never got the chance to act on his words. He tried to lunge at my friend with it, and that's about it.
The Thestral shrugged her wings.
Part of the reason I joined the guard, actually. That was the first time that I saw the real evil that was out there. I could either be like the ponies who were frozen in fear, or I could help. Obviously, I chose the latter.
Letting out a hum, Shifting nodded at her words.
Well, I'm glad everything turned out well in the end. Such events never really leave you. All we can do is move forward or backwards. I'm glad to see it's done the former for you.
Silty saluted, shooting Shifting a fang-filled smile as she trotted off back to her compatriots.
That makes a bit more sense. And I hope your friends are as determined as you, Recruit Stone. We need more ponies who act nowadays.
One day later...
Oh, I hope Luna likes all of this.
Shifting muttered, looking at himself in a hallway mirror. The dance was in but an hour, and hopefully everything was set. Clad in a simple lunar knight breastplate and greave, Shifting had 2 small faux leather side satchels on as well, the only contents being a few small wooden boxes placed inside of each.
Oh, I think she'll love it.
A familiar tone rang out, Celestia walking over to look at the commander.
I have to say, the request to involve the Thestrals was a very interesting one, and kinda that. I only hope the nobility is willing to be as open-minded as others. And the theme, oh, I do think Luna will be quite surprised.
She doesn't know.
Shifting asked, prompting a slight chuckle.
Nope, I've kept her in the dark. All she knows is that it's a dance, a noble event. She has no idea.
Thank you, Celestia. Truly this, I just hope it'll make her happy.
Shifting, I don't think she'll be able to frown for a week after this. And when it comes to making my sister happy, I'm more than willing to help. I'll see you there.
Luna blinked in surprise as she neared the dance venue, set up in an indoor-outdoor space of the Canterlot Royal Gardens. Her sister had been strangely mum on the specifics of the dance, but Luna could hardly blame her. Such events were taxing and not terribly fun to think about at times.
Hey, Luna!
Shifting called out, trotting over with a smile.
I think things are about to get started!
About to reply, Luna was then distracted by a few ponies trotting inside wearing... something. She wasn't entirely sure what it was, but it involved glitter and some rather flashy half-forelimb-length latex... stockings?
Shifting?
She asked, trotting next to her date towards the entrance, seeing a few royal guards posted for special assignments.
Why exactly were those ponies dressed like that?
Oh, that's because of the theme. Or themes, at least.
The knight remarked casually, prompting a stare.
Themes? No pony ever told me about a theme.
Of course not. That ruined the surprise.
The surprise of?
Luna's words trailed off as they entered the main half-ballroom, her jaw dropping and under shock. To their left and right, food tables were set up where nobles, thestrals, and even occasional random Canterlot residents browsed. However, in the center were 2 large open spaces, set in front of a wooden DJ stage that was crowded with all sorts of paraphernalia, and some rather large speakers. Hanging over one of the dancing areas was a massive disco ball, which seemed perfectly in place with the odd mismatch of styles that dotted the attendance. Poofy and loose garments, flashy necklaces, the style seemed to span a few decades.
It's not really a disco theme at least, but around that area. Pop, disco, new rock, all that sort of thing.
Shifting mused, gesturing around.
I'm glad to see the Thestrals are mingling with the nobles. That was a main worry. I guess they're somewhat of a novelty.
Shifting, I...
The commander paused, looking over to the shocked princess with a confident grin, but that wavered ever so slightly.
Do you like it?
The ramification of Shifting's words seemed to hit Luna like a train, the alicorn's eyes widening.
Is this... Was this all for me?
Shifting shook his head, but then paused and shrugged with a nod.
Yes and no. There was going to be a dance anyways, but I wanted to make it special for you, so in a sense, yes. Specifically, I wanted to bring together every creature and event that showcased that which most ponies associate with you. Your sister was all for it too. I was miffed that Thestral still had the reputation of being seen as scary and shunned, so they needed to attend, of course. And the increasing knowledge of your liking to disco and pop was taken into account. That was a bit of a gamble, because you had only mentioned it once or twice.
The stallion was quickly silenced as a very brief but tender kiss was planted on his lips, Luna blushing as her eyes continued to water.
Shifting? I love it.
She whispered, nudging his shoulder.
As I hope I made clear, shall we?
What?
One of the commander's ears twitched, the stallion finally shaking out of a surprised stupor as he walked, stumbling once.
Just to be clear, you kissed me.
Mm-hmm.
Shifting stammered, a slight blush on his cheeks dawning as his heart thudded in his ears.
Of the things I was expecting, that was not one of them. But I'd say that was much better, though.
It was bound to happen eventually, and so it happened. What a lovely couple. Anyways, let's get on to our very lovely donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coldhard, J-Tin Man, Darkside, and Only One Thing. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyColor557, Stu Hex, Will, Omicron Library, Chris, Twinkie, Dospo, Delta Omega, Jack Hatch, RuneScyther9852, Madman Stan, Leslie Perkett, Drake Lovedragon, Hansa Norman, Stephen Bingham, Lineguy12, Sorcerer Constantine, Hazaza, Convair, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.